Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So we're continuing in a series of Mishnayos about children who got mixed at birth and we don't know who's who. So Kohen Lishon Esari Vlada B'Vlad Shivchasa. Let's say a wife of a Kohen and her Shivcha both had a child at the same time, and we don't know whose child is who. So one of them is an Eved, and one of them is a Kohen. So Areilu Ochlim B'Truma. They're both allowed to eat Truma, because the halacha is that a Kohen is obviously allowed to eat Truma, but an Eved of a Kohen is also allowed to eat Truma. But they only receive one portion of Truma when they go to the threshing floor to receive Truma, because only a Kohen gets a portion of Truma. It's just that he's allowed to share that portion with his slave. Neither one of them is allowed to become Tamei to a Mace, because a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei to a Mace, and the other one is a, so they're both a Suffolk Kohen. They both are not allowed to marry any woman, Bank Sher, whether they're a kosher woman or, you know, like a regular Jewish woman, or a woman who's not allowed to marry a regular Jew, who are usher to a Kohen, because one of them is an Eved, so he's not allowed to marry a regular kosher woman. The other one is a Kohen, so he's not allowed to marry a pasul woman. So they're both, you know, in a state of igun, so to speak, that they're not going to be allowed to get married. So now the Mishnah tells us how what happens if the slave gets freed. Higdilu atarovus, when they grow up, and they free each other, meaning they know one of them is the master, one of them is the slave, but they don't know which one is which, so each one frees each other, and that way, the slave has now been freed, and the one that's freed is now a Yisrael, right? So now it's a suffix, which one is a Kohen and which one is a Yisrael. So then they're allowed to marry women who are permitted to marry a Kohen, meaning a regular kosher, a Jewish woman, because that's mutter for Yisrael to marry, but they're for a Kohen to marry. But still, they can't be Matami to a Mace, because one of them is a Kohen. But if they are Matami the Mace, you can't give them Malkus, because each one can say, don't give me Malkus, who says that I'm a Kohen? Right? You can't prove that I'm a Kohen. Now, before they freed each other, they were both allowed to eat Truma, because even an Eved of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Once they free each other, now they're not allowed to eat Truma anymore. So, they can't eat Truma. But if they do eat truma, if either one of them does eat truma, they don't have to pay the price of the truma plus an extra fifth to a Kohen, because each one can say, prove to me that I'm not a Kohen and that I wasn't allowed to eat truma in the first place. We do not give them a portion of truma at the threshing floor, because it's possible that one of them is not a Kohen, so one of them is not allowed to eat it, so they don't get a portion of truma at the threshing floor. Mochrenas a truma, v'hadamim shalahem. But they're allowed to sell truma to a Kohen and keep the money from the sale for themselves. They don't have to give the money to a Kohen, because hamotzi mechaver olav haraya, you want the money, prove to me that, meaning when it comes to eating the truma, t'nisr v'heter shayla. So if it's a safek, I'm not allowed to eat the truma. But when it comes to the monetary value of the truma, that's a dina mamna shayla. So prove to me that I'm not a Kohen, and then you'll be able to take the money from me. Now, certain parts of karbanos are given to Kohanim, so what about those parts of the Kohanim of the Karbanos when it comes to this case of the children who are mixed up with each other? They don't get a chelek of the kachim that goes to Kohanim normally, because neither of them can prove that they're a Kohen to be able to say that they're entitled to it. We don't give them Karbanos to be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, because one of them is not a Kohen, he's not allowed to do avoda. But we don't take away their own karbanos, meaning their own bechor karbanos, from their possession to give them to a Kohen, because each one can say that he is a Kohen, so he's allowed to keep his bechor. Meaning bechor animal. They're both pater from giving the zrah and l'chayim l'keva, which normally you have to give to a Kohen, because each one can say, I am a Kohen. And the bechor that each one owns is left to graze until it develops a mum, where it's not able to be used as a carbon anymore anyway, and then they're allowed to shecht it, and the owner's allowed to eat it. So the basic summary of everything is that we treat them with the chumras of both, the chumras of a Kohen and the chumras of a Yisrael. Now Mishnah Vav talks about another case where we're not sure who's who, and this one is, we're not sure which of the two men is the father of a particular child, and how does that impact Yibum and Chalitza. So now we're back to the world of Yibum and Chalitza. Let's say a woman did not not wait the mandatory 3-month waiting period between two husbands. V'niseis, she gets remarried. V'yalda, and she gives birth to a baby boy 7 months after she gets remarried. V'ein yadua im ben tish l'rishon im ben sheva l'achron. We do not know if this baby is a result of a full-term pregnancy from husband number one or a early pregnancy, a premature birth from baby. No, it's not really a premature birth. In the times of the Tanaim, they assumed that there's such a thing as a full-term 7-month pregnancy. So we're not sure if this was a full-term 9-month pregnancy from the first husband or a full-term 7-month pregnancy from the second husband. Hayula banim min harishon ubanim min hasheni. Now, let's say she had sons from both of these husbands. So we don't know which family this child belongs to, but he's definitely got brothers. We just don't know which set are his brothers. So Cholzin v'lom yavmin. If he gets married and dies without any children, one of the sons of each of the other husbands, meaning one brother from each side of the family, does chalitza and na'ibum v'chein hu lehem. And if a brother from either one of the sides dies without children, he can only do chalitza on that wife, but not yibum. Cholitz v'lom yavmin. If he do chalitza, he cannot do yibum. Slight variation. Hayulo Achman Arishon Vachman Hasheni Shalome Osaim. If let's say this son, who we don't know who his father is, had brothers from the first husband or brothers from the second husband who were not from the same mother, meaning both husbands have sons but by a different wife, so we don't know which set of sons are the brothers and which are not related to him, and those sons got married and died without any children, who cholitzum yavim, the son whose father is is unknown, we don't know who his father is allowed to do either chalitza or yibum with either of these widows, because they're all mutter, they're all going to be mutter to him, because if he's their husband's brother, then he's just doing yibum, and if he's not their husband's brother, and there are no other brothers, then they don't have any of them, and they're just mutter l'shuk. V'heim, but if he got married and died without any children, then the halach is echad chalitz v'echad miyavim. So one of these brothers can do chalitza, followed by the other one doing yibum imanav shuch. Either he is the correct yavam, or the correct yavam already did a chalitza. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that a kohenes whose child gets mixed up with her shivchas child, so one's an eved and one's a kohen, we don't know which one is which, they're both allowed to eat truma. They both get a single portion of truma at the goren. They neither of them could be metamei lemesim. Neither of them get married, because whoever is an eved is allowed to marry, a kohen's not allowed to marry, and vice versa. If the two of them get older and they are meshachrer each other, so now one of them is a Yisrael and one of them is a kohen, so now they're both allowed to marry regular women, but neither of them is allowed to be metami lemesim, but if they are metami lemesim, they don't get malchus, and they cannot eat truma, because one of them is not a kohen, and if they do eat truma, they don't have to pay karen v'chomish, because you can't prove that they owe it, and they do not get a portion at the threshing floor. They could sell the truma and keep the money. They do not get a portion of the kadshim, of the karbanos. We don't give them kadshim to bring as karbanos, to be makriv. We do not take away their own bechar karbanos from them. Their patur from Zorah L'chayim and Keva. Their bechar would be left to graze until it develops a mum. And the bottom line is, the summary of the whole Mishnah is that we treat it with the chumras of both a Kohen and a Yisrael. Mishnah Vav, we said that if a woman got remarried within 3 months of a previous husband and then had a baby 7 months later, and we don't know who the baby belongs to, which husband the baby belongs to, so if she has sons from both of the husbands, so they can only do chalitza and not yibum on this suffolk baby's almana, and he also can only do chalitza and not yibum on the almanas of the brothers from both sides. If he had brothers from the first one and brothers from the second one, but not from the same mother, so he could do chalitza and do yibum, and they also, if he dies, one of them could do chalitza, and then the next one could do yibum on his wife. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin.